Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I'm your host, Lori Foster. The Webster City Community Blood Drive is tomorrow, February 19th, from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom. Appointments are encouraged. The easiest way to make an appointment is by going online to lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule yours today. Donate blood, you'll receive a delicious cookie from Scooters here in Webster City and a 20% off coupon to be used on one item in the gift shop at Van Deese Medical Center. Great place to shop. You shop, they give, and so you're supporting and benefiting your local hospital. Also, I want to mention, and you'll hear a little bit about this at the end of the program, but mark your calendars. We have this year's Community Easter Egg Hunt taking place Saturday, March 28th, beginning at 10 a.m. sharp. The hunt is going to be back out at Van Deese Medical Center this year. We will have hunts for three different age groups. We'll also have a sensory-friendly and adaptive hunt that's available for kids and young adults with disabilities. We'll have a color run that takes place at 10:30 for all ages to participate, and lots of fun activities. So we will have live animals. We will also have photos with the Easter Bunny and Tedwin, so you'll hear more about that today in today's program. We're also going to have face painting, balloon Easter ears. We're going to have Travelin' Tom's coffee truck available. Also, Beverly Ann's cookie truck available on site. They will have items for purchase for everybody. It's going to be a great community event. This is brought to you by the Van Deese Medical Center Foundation, Trinity Lutheran Church, and the Wilson Brewer Park Foundation Board, along with many other sponsors and contributors from throughout Webster City and Hamilton County. So make sure you mark your calendars again, Saturday, March 28th, 10 a.m. sharp. You're going to want to be at Van Deese Medical Center for the Community Easter Egg Hunt. Joining us for today's program, we have a special volunteer with us who is our only four-legged volunteer. At Van Deese Medical Center, we are very proud to have a dedicated team of volunteers who serve in several different capacities. They serve as greeters, they are at the bedside with patients, and one special volunteer who is new to our team brings smiles to everyone he meets. So pleased to introduce dog handler Tony Deal and certified therapy dog Tedwin with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we are thrilled to have you, and fun for our listeners to hear about one of our newest volunteers. It's kind of a team effort here. So let's start by maybe sharing a little bit about yourself and how long you've been involved in pet therapy.
Okay, so I'm Tony, and my partner here with me is Tedwin. He's a 5-year-old Pembroke Welsh Corgi with a big heart and even a bigger gift, knowing exactly who needs him the most. And we're a pet therapy team, but we are really just two souls who show up together and bring comfort, connection, and a little bit of light into places that can feel heavy. As far as me, I'm the voice and the hands beside him, the one who guides the visits, watching his cues, and making sure every interaction is safe and meaningful. But the magic, that's all him. I just get the privilege of witnessing it.
How fun. What inspired you to start doing dog therapy?
So I had a friend that went into a nursing home, and she asked if I would bring Ted. Went up to the nursing home, so I brought him up to the facility, and I saw how he interacted with the patients and the staff. And I thought to myself, I can just do so much more with this. So I decided then and there that I was going to start doing therapy work with him.
Well, we're so thrilled you did. So, Tony, what made you realize your Tedwin might be a good fit for therapy work?
So it really wasn't one big moment. It was a collection of kind of small ones that kept pointing in the same direction. I noticed how Tedwin interacted with people, not just people he knew, but strangers. He never rushed and he never demanded attention. He just offered comfort in the quietest, most natural way.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's so patient. Was there a specific moment when you thought this dog could really help people?
I saw it with friends who were going through hard times. I saw it on walks in stores. People would stop, touch him. And you could literally just watch the smile come across their faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're so fortunate that you and Tedwin come to our hospital to do visits. Why did you choose Van Deest Medical Center?
I chose hospital visits because that's where comfort is needed the most. Hospitals can be overwhelming, an overwhelming place full of uncertainty, long days, emotional weight. I wanted Tedwin and I to show up in the middle of all that and offer something simple but powerful. Choosing Van Deest wasn't just about therapy work. It was about doing it here in a place that feels personal. I've been coming to the facility since I've been a patient here since I've been 21 years old. Van Deest is a hospital, the kind where people know each other, where care feels close to home, and where small acts of kindness ripple out in big ways. So when you walk through the doors, you can feel that. It's a place built on relationships. It's not just routine, and that matters to me.
I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm so glad that you have felt that way, and you and Tedwin are adding to that, and we certainly appreciate it. So there's quite a bit to the training and the certification. If you would, maybe walk us through the process of getting your dog trained as a therapy animal.
Well, I think you need to start with a rich foundation with your pup. They need to be calm, gentle, have a gentle personality, comfortable with people, strangers. They need to be able to stay relaxed in a new environment. I would recommend taking a CGC course, which is a canine good citizen course. Therapy dog organizations do require some that you do start out with a canine good citizen. When doing classes, you know, they give you the tools, but it's up to you to go home and do the homework. Tedwin and I practice every day for 30 minutes religiously. And after you're done with your courses and you find a great therapy organization to join, there's many of them out there, and I guess it's your choice on which one you decide to choose. I'm with the Alliance of Therapy, and it's a really good organization.
Okay, very good. So what kind of temperament or personality traits are most important for a therapy dog?
Calm, steady energy, emotional, balanced. They need to stay calm around medical equipment, sudden noises, new people. They need to be confident without being pushy. Mm-hmm. They need to enjoy their work also.
And you can tell that Tedwin does.
Oh, definitely, most definitely. He loves coming here, and he loves the staff and the patients.
Yes, and staff and patients and visitors and family members alike love to see Tedwin coming down the hall. There's just excitement that immediately happens, and yet he remains very calm and waits for someone to approach him. He's been a terrific addition. You talked a little bit about the training and certification process. About how long does that take from start to finish?
So Tedwin and I started training in August of 2025, and we were certified early in November. So it took me about 12 weeks.
Okay. Was there anything throughout that process that maybe surprised you or was different or more challenging than you expected?
Yes. Yeah, so during the therapy session, they had what they call a treat tunnel, and they had hot dogs and toys and like in a about the width of a sidewalk, and they put hot dogs down one side and hot dogs down the other, and you had to walk your dog down that down the sidewalk or the tunnel, and they could not take any treats. They had to refuse the treats, and now, you know, they have to refuse treats from people. I'm the one that has to okay him having the treat. So yeah.
And I'm guessing that was something that you worked on, and the training led up to that, right?
Oh yeah. When they first brought the hot dogs out and put that treat tunnel, I thought, oh God, there's no way we're ever gonna pass this. Oh, but at home he when we eat supper, he goes to his kennel and he don't bag at the supper table. So then I thought, well, maybe we got this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. How did Tedwin respond to training? Was he a natural?
Yeah, Tedwin he definitely was a natural, and it didn't take any time at all. His training was easy, but knowing that I still trained with him every day and used the tools they give me and kept moving forward. So.
Yeah. And continue to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, and I continue, to do training. That's even though important. We're certified, I think it's very important to continue up on training.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that grooming standards are an important part of it as well. For those that don't get to see Tedwin or haven't met Tedwin yet, he has a lovely coat. It's just so soft and shiny. Talk about the grooming standards that therapy dogs need in order to meet before doing hospital visits.
So they have to be clean, bathed, and so some facilities require that they be bathed 24 to 48 hours before visits. Every facility is different. Their nails need to be trimmed, and rounded off, so, if they do sit in patient's lap, they're not scratching them. Mm-hmm. Their teeth need to be clean, their ears need to be clean, and they are not supposed to have any strong fragrance on them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And how about veterinary requirements that need to be in place?
They have to have all their shots. They have to be negative heartworm, negative no worms. They have to have a yearly exam.
Okay. And is that then how often you have to update, say, health records or certifications?
Yeah. So every year we have to do a vet visit, and I usually get his teeth cleaned every year, which is kind of expensive, but
yeah.
I get his teeth cleaned, get all his shots, get everything done that for the requirements of the therapy.
What steps are taken to ensure both patients and therapy dogs, in this case, are comfortable and protected?
So there's careful screening before visits for both myself and Tedwin. I've had to do blood work, a lot of background checks. Tedwin has strict health and grooming standards, infection control procedures, sanitizing hands before and after each visit, avoiding rooms with isolation mm-hmm. precaution. Tedwin is, if he is placed on the bed, then we put a sheet on the bed so his hair, and if he does shed a little bit, it don't get on the patient mm-hmm. and that don't scratch them. first and foremost, we respect the patient's choice and comfort. Tedwin is always on a leash and under control, and I always ask permission to enter and watch for signs of fear.
And Tony, you're so calm too. I mean, you can sense that, and it comes through from you, from Tedwin, and that's very much appreciated. Talk to our listeners about kind of what that typical therapy dog visit looks like at the hospital.
Oh, well, we arrive here and we get settled in. It seems like here at Van Deese that the hallway becomes the first visit. Everybody gets excited for him to come. Before we reach a particular room, you know, like I said, somebody in the hallway always lights up. Tedwin does the work, you know, a human can't. By that I mean he will rest his head on someone's lap. He will let someone stroke his furry while they talk, or maybe just stay silent. Staff get their moments too with him. So
staff love their moments with him for sure. And you typically come, quite often it's Wednesdays, but you have come other days too to visit with some different services and patients that come for particular services on specific days. But when you do go into patient rooms, what's kind of the initial reaction that you get from patients?
Well, when they first see me, they kind of look up at me, and then they see the leash and their eyes follow down, and then their face, they get a smile and their eyebrows lift and their eyes brighten, and their tension it softens, and it's like someone opened a window and let some fresh air in. Yeah. And they smile, and sometimes for this first time, you know, that day, they talk more freely and relax physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you painted a perfect description there.
Yeah, and they feel seen as a person and not as a patient.
Right. In that moment, it's like they forget they're at the hospital. And it's almost like some normalcy has come back.
Yeah,
you know, here's a dog. You know, and many of our patients do have pets and dogs at home, and they miss their pets.
Yeah, and some get emotional, but in a good way.
Spreading joy for sure. Do you have a moment, or can you share a moment or story that really stuck out to you from a visit that you've had?
Yeah, so I went and I visited a little boy who was paralyzed from the neck down, and he was laying on the floor, and Tedwin stepped forward and, you know, slowly and gently, and kind of looked at him, and his tail was wagging softly, and the little boy's parents placed his hand in Tedwin's fur, and Tedwin leaned in, you know, just kind of to say, I'm right here. You know, no tricks, no commands, just a big moment, presence. And the little boy smiled and cooed. His eyes were wide and bright. And then his parents whispered, "Thank you, we really needed this today."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not only uplifting for the patients, but like you say, for family members too, who are there supporting their loved one and have maybe spent time or multiple days in the hospital too.
Yes, definitely.
Have you noticed, are there certain patients who seem to benefit more from pet therapy?
Like you said earlier, patients who miss their own pets, this is something you start to notice only after you have done enough visits to see a pattern. Some people don't have the words for what they're feeling, but through touch, they can explain it.
How has doing pet therapy changed you personally?
So I've become more grateful every visit as a reminder that the connection is a gift. Even small moments, a smile, a hand on Tedwin's fur, a sigh of relief.
What do you think Tedwin gets out of the experience?
Tedwin gets, he gets purpose. Dogs know when they're helping. Tedwin feels the energy shift. He notices the smiles and the soft voices, the gentle hands, in the sense of, I made this human feel better, lights him up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
It gives him a job that matches his heart.
Right. Mm-hmm. It really was a wonderful match. We were looking for a dog to do pet therapy, and you approached our hospital and found us, and it's been really a wonderful marriage here, and we're thrilled that you're both coming on a regular basis to visit our patients and our staff, I should say. So if someone is out there listening and has a dog and feels like maybe they would be good for pet therapy, what advice would you share with them?
I would build confidence through small experiences. Try short outings with your pup to busy but calm places. These little moments will help your dog learn and say, hey, I'm safe and I know what I'm doing. Focus on connection and not perfection. Therapy work is not about tricks and obedience. It's about heart. So take your dog's well-being, watch for stress and fatigue, and remember that you're a team. Mm-hmm. People don't just connect with dogs, they connect with you too.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Why do you think programs like pet therapy are such a meaningful part of healing in a hospital setting?
So it's a proven fact that it reduces stress, anxiety, loneliness. It motivates patients to engage in their own recovery, and it provides connection when patients feel isolated. It brings a sense of normalcy to a natural environment, mm-hmm. and it supports the whole person and not just the illness.
Mm-hmm. You know, did you get him as a puppy or?
Yeah, so Tedwin, I got on the a website because I was just going through Facebook, and I come across this picture of him, and this lady in Texas had him, and I was like, oh my goodness, I need him. Yeah. So I got on her website, and she had a big, beautiful website, and so I decided that I was going to get Tedwin, and they offered a shipping, which I'm not really fond of, shipping a dog. I actually preferably would like to meet the puppy.
Right.
But anyway, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to pay to have him shipped up here. And so he arrived like at 8:30 at night. And the next morning I had, he was very sick when he arrived. And I took him to the vet, and come to find out, this lady that had the big, beautiful website, she was a puppy mill person. So she now is shut down. But in a sense, you know, I'm glad that I rescued Ted from mm-hmm. that situation. So
that's what I think. You saved Tedwin, and now he's just extending that, you know, to, gosh, mm-hmm. everyone he meets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was. Now, if I ever decide to purchase another puppy, I would definitely make sure that I went to the facility that I was going to. And I think it's important, you know, through, you know, in therapy work, that you actually meet the parents of the dog mm-hmm. to see how their temperament is. Mm-hmm. You know, so I got really lucky with him. So,
yes, you did.
Yeah, God really blessed me with something special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of the way we feel. Mm-hmm. We feel like we're blessed by you and Tedwin. And we haven't shared with our listeners yet, but there is a certain treat that Tedwin likes. And now there's quite a few of our staff that know that he likes this treat, too.
Yes, Tedwin loves string cheese. That's his favorite. And, oh, yeah, I see him.
He just perked up, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, when we were doing training, I had string cheese in my pocket. That's his go-to treat is string cheese.
That definitely is. And some of our staff are known to have string cheese available on Wednesdays when Tedwin is making his visits. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tony, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I'm just grateful that Tedwin and I can come here and visit every Wednesday and see the patients and the staff, and you guys are so wonderful to us, and we're glad we can be here.
Well, I love to hear that. We're grateful for the two of you, for you and Tedwin taking the time out of your schedules, making it a priority to come to our hospital, visit with patients, visit with our staff, share the joy. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we close, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we have a terrific team of dedicated volunteers, of which Tony and Tedwin are a part. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer, possibly helping out in one of the capacities within our hospital, as I mentioned, you can call 515-832-7767 and talk to Anne. And if you would like to meet Tedwin, I am excited to share that both Tony and Tedwin will be at the community Easter egg hunt taking place Saturday, March 28th, beginning at 10 o'clock at the hospital grounds. We are very excited to be partnering with several different businesses and organizations in our community. This is going to be a terrific event, and special guest Tedwin will be available to meet youngsters and take photos. So we hope to see you here. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.